Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. President Trump recently issued an executive order renaming Denali, the tallest peak in North America. That order returns the mountain to its former name, Mount McKinley, but not its original name, which was Denali. This newsflash just in, President Trump has issued an executive order changing the name of GMC's high-end truck from GMC Sierra 1500 Denali to GMC Sierra 1500 McKinley. Preacher Advertising out of Austin, Texas, which handles media for the $75,000 pickup, is reportedly considering a new image for the brand. The sepia-toned graphic will depict President William McKinley delivering a speech to a group of Native Americans gathered at the White House. Drive a McKinley. They couldn't, but you can. As you know, President Trump issued an executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico. It will henceforth be known as the Gulf of America. The president reportedly has his eye on several other well-known bodies of water. Joining the Gulf of America will be the Gulf of Aden, the Gulf of Panama, the Gulf of Honduras, and the Persian Gulf. They will be named, respectively, the Gulf of Donald, the Gulf of Donald Jr., the Gulf of Eric, and Bobby Jr.'s Gulf. Now, ever since the assassination attempt last October at Trump International Golf Course, the Secret Service has been consumed with safety concerns for the president. Golf makes him a much easier target. Now, the president has made it clear that he will continue to play. So, to put their misgivings to rest, President Trump has renamed the sport. Golf will henceforth be called euchre. It's much safer. There, done and done. The president's son, Barron, recently turned 18. That's a big deal in a young person's life. His father, never one to miss a ratings moment, has scheduled an Oval Office event at which time he will officially change Barron's name to Prince. Prince Trump will have to wait 17 years before he can ascend to the top job in America. You see, you have to be 35 to be president. Rumor has it that the president is working on an executive order that would change the required age to 19. It's a safe bet that Prince Trump and J.D. Vance will end up arm wrestling for who gets to ascend the throne. My money's on Prince. Do you drive an electric car, use solar energy, or harness wind power? Well, get ready to kiss it all goodbye. President Trump will issue an executive order renaming all forms of alternative energy, anything not fossil fuel-based, as doo-doo poopy power. He is confident that no one, but no one, will choose to heat, cool, or drive with doo-doo poopy power. People are saying that the White House itself may very well be the president's next target for renaming and rebranding. The lawn at his residence is basically wasted space. Occasional press conference, an Easter egg hunt, a turkey pardon aside, the lawn goes largely unused. So, coming in the summer of 2026, Trump International Mini Golf. You've never seen anything like it. Forget that tired old windmill hole. Trump Mini Golf will have a golden escalator hole where your golf ball, when properly struck, will ascend 7 stories into the sky and return to Earth, personally signed by the president. Your signed golf ball and scorecard will have a great resale value as collectibles. Further down the road, our president has his eye on any number of changes, all of them accomplished, of course, by executive order. Our 51st state, formerly Canada, now North Montana. Mexico becomes South Texas, and then all the Mexicans are deported. The Great Lakes are rechristened Ivana, Marla, Melania, Karen, and Stormy. And that's where our saga will stand. It is early in 2028. President Trump and Prince Trump are alone and in charge, playing euchre on the White House lawn.